Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 73 degrees in Richland Center right now. Under persistent fog out there, be careful if you're moving around. In the news this morning, a tragic motorcycle accident on County Road W claimed the life of a 51-year-old rural Elroy man Saturday evening, according to reports from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the county coroner. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye identified the victim as Joseph Allen Sugden, 51, of rural Elroy. The incident occurred at approximately 6 p.m. when Sugden was operating a 1996 Harley-Davidson motorcycle heading eastbound. While navigating a right-hand curve west of Willow Road, the motorcycle veered off the left side of the roadway and struck a perpendicular field road. The impact caused the motorcycle to become airborne, ejecting Sugden before the vehicle came to rest in a nearby soybean field. First responders from the Hillsborough Fire Department and Hillsborough Area Ambulance arrived quickly to provide emergency care. Sugden was transported to Amplify Health, where he later succumbed to his injuries. Authorities noted that while Sugden was wearing boots and long pants, he was not wearing a helmet or a coat at the time of the crash. The circumstances surrounding the accident remain under active investigation by both the sheriff's office and the coroner's office. A collaborative effort between local law enforcement agencies culminated in a drug arrest late last week in the village of Muscadet. On Friday, investigators from both the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and the Grant County Sheriff's Office converged on a local resident as part of a targeted drug investigation. The operation moved into its final phase when deputies executed a search warrant at a home located on East Nebraska Street. Following the search, law enforcement took 38-year-old Wesley Micah Frederick into custody. Frederick, a resident of Muscadet, was subsequently transported to the Iowa County Jail to await further legal proceedings. Authorities have referred a sweeping array of charges against Frederick that suggest a significant narcotics operation. The most serious allegations include possession with intent to deliver between 10 and 50 grams of amphetamine and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Additionally, Frederick faces charges for the possession of narcotic drugs and intent to deliver both non-narcotics and THC, the latter involving a quantity of 200 grams or less. Investigators also cited the discovery of drug paraphernalia at the scene. The case remains under the jurisdiction of the Iowa County authorities as the legal process moves forward. On the evening of Tuesday, August 25th, a routine traffic stop in Prairie du Chien led to the arrest of a Woodman man on multiple drug-related charges. Sheriff Dale McCulloch of the Crawford County Sheriff's Office reported that the department's canine unit was instrumental in the investigation. The incident began when canine Diego and his handler initiated a stop within the city limits. During the encounter, canine Diego performed an exterior sniff of the vehicle and alerted his handler to the presence of controlled substances. This alert provided the basis for a thorough search of the automobile, which uncovered a great deal of methamphetamine alongside various items of drug paraphernalia. The operator of the vehicle, identified as 51-year-old Michael Dilley, reportedly showed physical signs of narcotics impairment at the scene. Consequently, law enforcement took Dilley into custody. He was subsequently transported to the Crawford County Jail, where he faces several legal accusations, including possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Additionally, Dilley has been charged with his second offense of operating a motor vehicle with a restricted controlled substance. Judd Allen Frazier, 57, of Muscadet, entered pleas of no contest to charges of substantial battery and battery by a prisoner in Richland County Circuit Court in connection with a death in September of 2025 on Peaceful Valley Road after two men got into a fight over an unpaid electric bill. Frazier had initially been charged with felony murder but entered the no contest pleas to the lesser charges. A witness stated Frazier had hit the victim in the head with a flashlight. In a sentencing hearing presided over by Judge Lisa McDougall, Frazier received a total of 9 years in the Wisconsin State Prison System, following convictions in two separate criminal cases. The court imposed a 7-year sentence consisting of 5 years of initial confinement and 2 years of extended supervision. This was followed by a consecutive 2-year sentence, which includes 1 year of initial confinement and 1 year of extended supervision. These terms are to run consecutively to each other and to any other sentence Mr. Frazier is currently serving. The defendant appeared in custody for the proceedings, where the court also outlined strict conditions for his eventual extended supervision. Mr. Frazier is ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution to the Crime Victim Fund and must have no contact with the victim or the victim's family. Additionally, the sentence requires him to successfully complete all assessments, counseling, and programming ordered by his agent, specifically including anger management. The court also mandated a DNA sample submission and random testing for controlled substances as part of the rehabilitative requirements of his sentence. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin have experienced a significant decrease over the past week, falling 10.2 cents per gallon to reach an average of $3.81 per gallon. This downward trend marks a relief for local motorists, while current prices sitting 16 cents lower than they were 1 month ago. However, despite this recent cooling, the cost at the pump remains 83 cents higher than the rates observed at this time last year. Across the state, the cost of fuel varies widely. Recent reports indicate the cheapest station is priced at $3.49 per gallon, while the most expensive reached $4.59. On the national stage, the average price of gasoline also dipped, falling 3.2 cents per gallon over the last week, to settle at $4.01 on average today. Similar to the state trend, the national average is down 7.3 cents from a month ago, but remains 86.2 cents higher than last year. While the national average price of diesel saw a more modest decrease of 1.4 cents to $5.57 per gallon, the broader market continues to respond to shifting global dynamics and oil price movements. Following confirmed measles cases in Wisconsin, Reedsburg Area Medical Center is advising community members to prioritize safety and prevention. The medical center emphasizes that the most critical step for anyone exhibiting symptoms, such as fever, rash, or respiratory issues, or those who suspect a recent exposure, is to call their clinic or hospital before arriving in person. This protocol ensures that healthcare staff can implement necessary precautions to protect other patients and the surrounding community. Health officials maintain that the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine remains the most effective defense against this highly contagious respiratory illness. With a two-dose series being approximately 97% effective at preventing the disease, RAMC encourages all residents to verify their vaccination status with their primary care providers to ensure they are fully protected. Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz recently gathered with a broad coalition of federal, state, and local partners to celebrate the official groundbreaking of the John A. Blatnick Bridge reconstruction. This massive undertaking aims to replace the aging infrastructure connecting Superior, Wisconsin, and Duluth, Minnesota, which has reached the end of its service life after serving the region since 1961. The project represents a once-in-a-generation investment in the region's transportation network, designed to meet the modern needs of residents and workforces for at least the next century. The path to this milestone was paved by significant collaborative advocacy and a robust funding strategy. Following a period of delay, the U.S. Department of Transportation released over $1 billion in federal grant funding, made possible through the Biden-Harris administration's bipartisan infrastructure law. This federal support complements the $400 million committed by both Wisconsin and Minnesota. Leaders emphasize that this achievement is the direct result of multi-state coordination and a shared commitment to ensuring the long-term safety and efficiency of this vital interstate link.